Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, this is Chris Shank, the education guy at the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. PDCA provides painting contractors with the training and networking they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. On this episode of Paint Ed, we have Dee Schlatter with us. Dee is the Senior Color Marketing Manager at PPG Architectural Coatings. She manages the development of color platforms, systems, and tools for PPG paints, Olympic paints, and Glidden paints. And she's a member of the PPG Global Color Styling Team that researches and forecasts colors for the architectural, automotive, aerospace, industrial, and consumer product markets. She joins us to talk about PPG's recent announcement of their color of the year. It's a little surprising, but I think in a good way. We think it perfectly captures current mood, and if you don't know what to do with the color itself, Dee helps us understand how it fits in a variety of color stories and why. Hey Dee, welcome to Paint Ed.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you, and we have with us also Christine O'Connell. She is the Outreach Coordinator here at PDCA.
Hi.
We're really excited to talk to you about an announcement that just came out from PPG. I know that you guys unveiled the 2018 Color of the Year. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, we're super excited this year. PPG Paints has picked a standout neutral that we believe everyone will enjoy once they get over the shock of it a little bit. So, the color is called Black Flame. So it's a black with an undertone of blue and indigo in it. So it's a little bit of a complex layered black color, but it represents what we're seeing in all the materials that are trending in the market, everything from appliances to flooring to textiles to metals and to granite. So we're seeing this color come out in everywhere. So this is a color that we think is going to look awesome on the wall with all those materials.
Awesome. So can you give us examples or just more insight into the process of what you take into consideration when choosing the color of the year?
Yes. PPG Paints is very unique in a way that it trends how it forecasts our colors for our customers. So we not only forecast the color, but we manufacture the product in that color, the coating that goes on to the materials. And then we do it for a lot of different surfaces. So PPG, we have stylists in 6 different countries. There's 25 of us. And we forecast colors for the automotive, aerospace, consumer electronics, appliances, and architectural interiors, as well as exteriors. And we get together once a year and we present all of our research and what we're finding and seeing in the market and what we see coming. And we go over that with the entire team once a year. And then we put together the entire next year's palette with all of our input, all of our research, and all of the materials that we bring to this meeting. And then we produce a big, nice global color book and architect and interior designer presentations that are accredited through AIA, ASID, and IIDA, and National Kitchen and Bath as well. And we give those presentations all year long to give color direction for those professionals.
Wow, that's amazing. So this is big news. I mean, people, did you have a good reaction to this when you released this? And I think it was just a few days ago, right, that you did that?
Yes, we've had a lot of reactions. So I'm going to tell you, it's a love it or hate it relationship. There is absolutely the consumer's need for privacy these days. We're tracked constantly on where we go on our phones and on our iPads and computers, that we're force-fed information based on, you know, what websites we visited. It feels like a very invasive world, and we crave a privacy. And the color that goes with that is this black. It's almost a void color. Black is the absence of color, but it creates this privacy. It creates this haven for us. And the other big piece is that we lost that space in between things. So it used to be whenever you would leave the office and wait for someone to pick you up or whatever, or wait for the bus or the train, you would just stand there and you'd have time to decompress and you're, you know, just quiet. And now that time's gone away. Like when people are standing around, they're looking at their phones. Mm-hmm. And so they're constantly being fed all this information. So that space in between things is gone. And that we want to create that space in between things, which is a black. It's not a scary black. It's a re-energizing, recharging black.
It definitely is. We were looking at it here in the office and we were talking about all the different colors that we've seen, and It definitely is something that is engaging. It's an engaging black.
It has an undertone of blue, which also gives it that hopefulness. So you have the black, which gives you the privacy. The undertone of that dark blue indigo color gives the hopefulness. So it's a complex color. And it just provides a lot of interest to a wall.
It's a hopeful black.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. That's Chris Shank translating here. What's going on? No, it's pretty amazing.
I was going to say that actually in Chris's office, he on one wall, he has the Death Star from Star Wars. And I was in the other wall, you know, it's covered in windows, but, you know, there is some actual, you know, pieces that can be painted. And I was like, you know, that color would be perfect, the black flame, because it does have the blue and it accents on the gray. So it's not your typical just dark black that doesn't have a lot of life to it.
Right. I mean, yeah, it was interesting.
It really does.
I saw it. It's really fun because you just start looking around, you're like, it's one of those colors that it's color psychology is so strange to me because there's certain colors that do communicate the zeitgeist, you know, the kind of spirit of the age and what is it that expresses who we are and what we're going through and what's the story nowadays. You talked about the color palettes as stories that you're working on, and it's weird how they do communicate attitudes, like current attitudes. Could you talk a little bit about those color stories?
Yeah, for sure. And you nailed it. So, you know, we influence trends as much as trends influence us. So in order for a trend to catch on and for you to buy into it, it has to reflect what you want and what you're feeling, and what you're feeling is what's happening in the world around us. So societal influences are super important. Like we looked at, you know, after 9/11, the two colors that bubbled to the surface were soft pink and chocolate brown. Soft pink was a compassionate color, and chocolate brown is a grounded cocooning color. And those two colors were everywhere in fashion and home decor at that time. In 2008, new home construction moved from off-white to gray. And then grays took over everywhere. And so with this black flame, and the stories that came from this, there's a lot of stories there. Like the black flame, you know, you have the political piece of it. Yeah, there's a lot of rebelliousness on both sides of the parties. But the biggest story is that craving for privacy, and that we're facing too much stimulation, too much force-fed information. There's no time in between things. And we need that. And so, you know, that whole big thing with yoga, of how popular yoga is and how that's shifting into meditation. And meditation is going into that void and recharging. So that's where that black really comes from. And the four stories, like the black fits into all of those. Like we have one called The Retreater, and it's a very really soft colors, almost farmhouse colors. So the real pale, almost vapid, thin colors, and then they're anchored with that black. And then the Dreamweaver is for a consumer who wants to share everything. They're the ones that go to all the big festivals at Coachella and all the big festivals out there. And they want to live in a very free-spirited kind of way. And so those are the brighter colors, but the colors have still taken the edge off a bit. And then the black anchors that too. So you can use those colors on a wall, and then you can use the black on a great interior door to give it some weight. And then we have two more called the Commoner, which is there's a lot of Scandinavian and Nordic inspiration that comes from that palette. And it's going back to basics. It's almost like the t-shirt colors, you know, like t-shirt and jeans colors. And then the Brave is the very dark, very protective colors that we're seeing in the hospitality, like hotels and restaurants, and where restaurants and everything and hotels are becoming darker. And just it goes into that luxury phase and also into that protection kind of cocooning and privacy type of feel.
So I'm glad you actually mentioned the pink color because, you know, anyone that's on social media right now knows that millennial pink is kind of the big thing right now. But I found it interesting because a few studies online actually show that more millennials are going for black. That's actually the color they prefer. It's like black and dark blues. So do you think that this black flame is a color that all generations can be attracted to?
Absolutely. So that millennial pink has, and it's in our palette. So it's the pinkish orange and it's beautiful. It's a cosmetic shade. It's really great in a bathroom where like pinkish shades in bathrooms make your complexion look really pretty. So like they should put that in all dressing rooms everywhere.
Yes.
Like it should better
great
lighting.
Marketing.
I mean, some of those things are crazy, but so the millennial pink, like we actually have a lot of shots showing the millennial pink with the black and like having like real wide trim or wainscoting that is black and then a millennial pink on top. And it is spectacular. And, but that black, and the reason why you're seeing that, and because here's the thing, like they can't, you can't use that millennial pink and all the really light farm colors without some weighted color in that. It doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. So when we laid out all these palettes and we're in farmhouse and Scandinavian farmhouse and all the Nordic colors, all those are really important colors. But if you don't have that weighted dark black or the really dark blues or the browns, which are coming back too, if you don't have that, it felt really like wrong. So I love that millennials are craving that paint, that black, because they're wanting that stability and that weight and that seriousness. Like
gravitas. It's,
yeah, exactly.
And I love that you mentioned putting the two together, because, you know, you stated that the black flame offers a comforting retreat and a chance to start new. And I think with the millennial pink too, that kind of is the other side of what I guess our society is facing today. So the two colors together kind of encompasses, you know, the excitement and the retreat, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely. Because the retreat, that pink is, and you know, the pink is like, because women are strong and they're viewed as strong. And so that pink is like a antidote and also a like, yes, I am strong, even though I'm wearing the pink, you know,
right.
Because it just goes against what, there's no weakness in that color anymore.
Right.
You know, we created a whole new meaning to that color.
How long has it been since black has been such a prominent color, first choice? Has it ever been like the main trending color? How long has it been?
So for 2 years, we've had black in every single palette. Of all four palettes in our trends. So we have 120 colors in our trends book, like our big book. And black was a key player for the past 2 years in every single story, but it never bubbled to the surface to be the top color until this year. And we originally, when our teams got together in January to pick it for 2018, we were all leaning towards yellow. Mm-hmm. So all of us had yellow in our palettes. That's the optimism, the kind of antidote again to everything going on in the world. And we had the yellow up there and we're all like, this isn't right. Like it's not working. Right. Like it doesn't feel right based on all the research we just went through. And then we started putting the black up and it felt like this is, and the other big piece is all the materials. So you've seen the black Mac Apple computer that just came out. The matte black KitchenAid mixer, the black Moen faucets, the black big wheel. Even Big Wheel went black, the black ice cream. Like there's all these things that are trending right now that are like, yeah, this is coming. And then all the soft goods and the granite. The granite is this beautiful white, like white, pearl white. It's more brighter white granite, but it has the black straining through it. And it has a little bit of that dark blue too. So that's what makes it bubble to the surface whenever we're seeing all these materials where black is like in everything we're seeing.
So when you talk about these color stories and how people can envision how the black flame is going to be used, where can people find out more about that or see those color palettes? And you also, I know you guys have mentioned that you have a way that people can visualize these colors and hues on their walls.
Yes. Great question. So on ppgpaints.com, they can go online and take a picture of their own room and put the black flame on a ceiling, on all four walls that they want, or one accent wall, and see how it looks with the materials that they have in their home. And they can see the trends palettes and everything that we have on there. But they're able to take a picture of their own space and upload the colors, and it's so simple to use. Like when they get on it, it's so easy to use.
You mentioned earlier that y'all worked in 6 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So is this color of the year, this is a worldwide thing, right? It's not just for the U.S.
Yes. So great question. So we are actually, every single country and every single business unit is presenting this as their color of the year. So for automotive, the automotive team actually looks 5 years out to do their forecasting for the automotive industry. And black in this undertone of blue is one of the colors that's out there, and it's everywhere. So we usually, like our countries, usually disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only been the last 2 years that we've all agreed on the same color. Like we usually fight about it a little bit and like argue. But this year and last year, both the colors were agreed upon. And so we're excited because it's not just the U.S. is having all this overstimulation and stuff happening in political arenas. Like it's everywhere in the world. So Asia, Europe, South America, and North America, everyone's going with the same color. There's some things that definitely play, you know, there's a little more color in appliances like in Asia than in the U.S. There's some things that are different. Even in Denmark and Amsterdam, where it used to be a lot of grayed off colors, we're seeing a lot of the Nordic, like the Scandinavian, like farmhouse colors, which are brighter, happier colors, and then anchored with the black.
This is my year because my favorite color is black. And I've been told many times that's not a color. Well, guess what? Right. Now we know. And PPG is catching on.
It is the absence of color. So, but I mean, you know, the other thing to remember is, you know, whenever to recharge, we keep talking about recharging. And when forests are controlled burned, so we take forests down to charred, like we burn forests all the way down to prevent big fires that we can't contain. And when you take it all the way down to that charred end, there's a beginning there. So new growth, new, like stronger growth comes from that. So that whole piece of like where black can take you down and then rejuvenate you is there. And then black also serves as like a curtain. Like when you think of the stage for musicals and plays, like the black curtain, you don't notice, you only notice what's in front of it. Right. So if you put a black wall, you know, in your dining room and you have this gorgeous piece of furniture up against it, like you're going to see the gorgeous piece of furniture and notice that and not necessarily the black wall.
That's good stuff. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. So again, just a reminder of, for people, like how they can go and find these color palettes and find how to take pictures of walls in their house and put that on so they could try out the colors. Tell us one more time how people can do that.
Yeah, go to ppgpaints.com and you can do all of those. You can see all of our new trend colors and you can see all of the visualizer to help you take pictures of your own space and apply color.
Well, thank you so much. That was very enlightening.
Yes, thank you, Dee.
Thank you.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time. This is my year because my favorite color is black. And I've been told many times that's not a color. Well, guess what? Now we know.
Yeah, it is the absence of color.